Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of the fifth season of A View from the Bridge for the 13th of September 2009 here in A View from the Bridge. We try to bring you all the news and views of the LBM, Belfast Giants, and the Elite Ice Hockey League. My name's Patrick Smith. Welcome back, guys. This season of the Elite League is well underway, and for the very first episode of this season of A View from the Bridge, got a few friends together to talk about the games gone by, the start of the new season, and what we can expect. And, this is how it went. Joining us this week on A View from the Bridge, we've got two guys you'd probably class as regulars and one, relative noob. So let's start with the vets making it. Well, I was about to say your second podcast appearance in a row there, Davey, but Fish nipped in there with that Chicago one. So, David Bajemsey, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Yourself, sir?
Not too bad. Now, how's the computer? Is it working?
Oh, yeah. I dropped it down to a friend who owns a computer repair business. It's really up to speed.
It's working. It's working fine, yeah.
Yeah, and if anyone else has got any problems, Express and Arge, they'll sort them out for you.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Mr. Jimmy Squeaker, you got any computer problems?
Not at the minute, but at least I know where to go now. Anything should come up.
How was your weekend?
Last weekend was a drunken binge, but it was quite enjoyable, apart from the score, of course.
And we've got, as I described him as a relative noob, but a lot of people will know him despite that. Dave Lowry, how are you doing, David? Doing well?
Good, thanks.
How's things with you? You all getting ready for the season?
Yep, just spent the last 4 or 5 days buried in webcast code. Good fun.
For those that don't know, Dave is one of the faces behind the Giants Live webcast. That if you're not able to see Giants games at the Odyssey, a lot of you might have been tuning in to watch it there with the wise words of Mr. Wayne Hardman.
And don't forget Nigel.
Oh, who?
That Nigel.
Oh, Nigel. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Tea bag again?
No idea.
Right, well, we'll come to that in a second. Gents, we've a bit of a warm-up to the season, and we're well into it now with two games at the weekend against Hull and Nottingham. Mr. Squeak, you were at the game in Nottingham, the opener. How do you feel it went?
It went okay. Unfortunately, we didn't get the result that we were all hoping for. But the team as a whole, I thought, were very competitive. And the 4-1 scoreline really didn't reflect how well I thought most of the Giants played. Three goals really didn't do us any justice, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We're caught off guard, unfortunately, for the first two goals. Murphy maybe at fault for the first two, and I thought he's quite cold for the first period. That's the way the cookie crumbles, unfortunately.
Davey, Murphy coming in despite the fact we all seem to think he had a bit of an injury.
Well, I suppose you have to let the coach decide who he thinks is fit and who isn't, but you know, as Leafy would always say, we seem to win as a team and lose as a goalie, so we sort of have to just have to back a fella. It's his first game for us. If the coach thought he was fit, he was fit. If he wasn't, it's up to him to say, look, I'm not fit, and hold his hand up and let someone else do the job.
Did you get to see any of the warm-up games?
I was at the ice bowl for the Vipers turkey shoot. It wasn't much of a game, to be honest.
The Vipers were 3D men down, so the Giants sort of had their way.
Well, it was passy shooty in a wee bit, and I thought that the Giants took their foot off the gas big time after sort of midway through the second period. They didn't seem to be putting the puck on net as much, but they moved the puck about well. A few of the new guys seem to be getting their legs well, and a few of the old guard putting in a couple of great finishes from the Mo train, you know.
A good game for Mo, actually. He had a couple of goals.
Yeah, one absolutely sensational finish, you know, and I was hoping that he might nick a hat-trick, but just wasn't to be.
Dave, did you get to see the game against the Vipers?
This Dave?
Yes, sorry, yes, that Dave. There's Dave and Davey. I'll call you Dave and call him Davey.
I'll stick by that one then. yep, I was there filming the game. The highlights were on UTV.
Well, as you have it. How did you feel it went?
Got a name drop, you know.
Absolutely.
I enjoyed the game. It was good. It felt good to be back, but it was great not to have that weekend feeling just yet. When you're working at the game, it's always a little bit manic for about 6 hours, and you don't get to enjoy it. But with Donald and the webcast and so on, it was good. It was nice to basically just watch the game.
You had a bit of trouble last season with the webcast from Dundonald?
Well, yes. It involved about 200 metres of very dodgy network cable, and if it happens again this year, it will be happening properly, and it won't be using cable strung across the wall.
Squeaker, like you say, come back to that game in Nottingham, an unfortunate loss, but how do you think the team were in themselves? Did it look like a team that could gel easily?
We certainly had opportunities. We fizzed the puck in front of net a number of times. There was quite a few ooh and ah moments for the Giants, but unfortunately we didn't have anyone at the front of the net who could have stuck it in the back of the onion bag.
I hate that term.
You love it.
Things went a bit better the next night, going to Hull. Well, I think Hull are a changed team, Davey. Did you expect us to come out with the win there?
Certainly. I remember having this very same discussion 1 year ago, almost a day, when we were playing Hull towards the start of the season last year. Mm. And we'd said the way that set their team up last year was just to go out and to really rough it up with teams. And it didn't take them too long to be found out, and one thing and another. But it seemed to set up slightly different. I thought we'd had a tough game there, and it seems, you know, scoreline can be deceptive. I think we came away with an easy enough victory.
3-2 in Hull.
I think we just missed that open net with Sheppy at the end.
Sorry?
I think we just missed an open netter. Sheppy missed an open netter at the end.
Yeah, well, talking about that, actually, it's been pretty quiet from the Giants over the summer. In fact, a few people didn't realise that Awada and Chevrolet had actually signed. What do you think about that, Davey?
I was almost beside myself that Awada hadn't signed, and I was almost halfway through my first bottle of Moe on the Chevrolet decision. But they brought him back. What can I say? He missed an empty net on Sunday night. He's still a child.
Dave?
I make no comments about Chavs because we're good friends with the Breakaway here at the webcast.
Well, what about Awada?
Yeah.
Very happy with that. He's always been a fairly solid, dependable player. And he's been captain, how many, 3 years now? So
he didn't
disappoint last year.
For me, Awada has never disappointed. You know my opinion on Awada, Paddy.
Yeah,
you know, we've had this discussion many, many times, and I've said on most of those occasions, you know, the old form's temporary, class is permanent. This guy is just class. You know, without looking up his stats, what has he? Many points has he for the Giants? But 300, maybe.
Yeah.
Over 300 games. You know, he's good for a point a game. Last year, he played a lot of his time on the third line. He's not getting much power play time, but he's getting a lot of penalty kill time. So he's working half the special teams. He's still scoring a point a game. The guy does. He's one of the few people that have played in the 10 seasons. That's probably another topic for discussion. But he's one of the few guys over the last 10 seasons that really could be in that legend status.
One of the best penalty killers in the league, Squigger.
Indeed. Over Nottingham, he was working so hard in the corners. It was just his work rate and his grittiness is just something to behold. I really do rate him, and I do think he's justly the captain for this season too.
Coming back on that topic, Davey, you just brought up the 10 seasons. It's the 10th year of the Giants. Did anybody think we'd make it this long?
Silence. Probably about 5 years ago now, would it be six years ago, when it was getting very tenuous as to whether we were going to have a team to watch come September. That looked like it was curtains for us, but Fair Play to the organisation, a big shout out now would have to go to Richard through that tricky period.
Absolutely.
Stuck with the club when maybe others would have walked away quicker. Mm-hmm. And a large part I know in pulling the club through the difficult times, and sad to see him go, but time moves on, and the club seem to be in quite a good position, so hopefully we'll have Hoggy here for a good while to come.
Dave, have you been? When did you come into the chance? Have you been in the chance since the start, or?
No, I always intended to go when I started Queens maybe 6-7 years ago. I hadn't really heard about it before then, but I only ever really came when I started helping out with the video stuff. So it would have been the start of season 3 years ago, and this will be my third full season.
I suppose you've really taken to it, or is it just all part of the video stuff?
Well, yeah, I mean it. Both things sort of happened at once. I wasn't really all that into video when I started, and through it, it's now part of what I do professionally. And ice hockey is also very enjoyable for me. I mean, I watch quite a bit of NHL stuff now as well, and it's grown on me, certainly.
Squeaky, you've been a permanent fixture, unfortunately.
Well, you can't get rid of me. Like a bad smell.
Was your take on the 10 years? Or 10 seasons? I'm not getting caught up in this 10-year thing. 10 seasons?
There's so many peaks and troughs. it's hard to describe it in a few sentences, but certainly you can sort of pick out the highlights. You know, the first couple of seasons of the ISL, so enjoyable to see that product out in the ice. Obviously, the few tenuous years of, you knew that there was a chance that we might go under. So, you were sort of sitting on the edge of your seat in those years, and then hopefully now we're sort of looking to build for the future with Kelman, so things are looking bright.
Highlights from the 10 years, I'll go through the three of you. Davey?
Highlight for me would have been being in Nottingham the night we lifted the league, the year Theo played for us.
Oh, interesting one. Dave?
Being at the first ever win in the Sky Dome.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mr. Larry?
I'd say the spectacle of the playoffs the first year I went, was pretty special. The most I'd seen before that was in the Odyssey, which is good, but when it's home, you never really notice, I guess. But last year winning the Cups was pretty special. I never knew any of the league wins or the playoff wins.
Mm. I suppose everybody has to have their own from what they've experienced in the Giants. Squeaker?
There is so many of them. You could always mention about Theo and that, but I'd have to say that I have fond memories of the first couple of seasons. Seeing big Jason Bowen play, he's one of my all-time favourites. Seeing him whenever he went to Ayr Scottish Eagles, him coming over, and he was a one-man wrecking crew, just coming over and hitting everything that moved. So watching him play was a big highlight for me.
I know nobody really gives a crap what I think, but the,
true.
I'd probably have that. I'd probably have either playoff championship in Nottingham that night, fantastic, or taking on Europe's Elite at the Odyssey and getting on the way, getting to Lugano. And then going, well, I didn't get to Lugano, unfortunately. I was doing my finals. A sore point. But the and then beating Davos was probably a major thing, in my opinion, in Giants history. Considering how hype they were.
I think when it comes to playoffs, the first playoffs I went to was the year after we won it.
Yeah.
We haven't really had a great playoff since then.
No.
I remember the year we won it, I think it was Shane Johnson scored the goals in the final, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I was listening to it on dial-up internet in my flat in Ballybean on a sunny night, my penthouse apartment off the Upper New Nards Road. As Jimmy says, there's so many highlights. There was a lot of lowlights without picking on Rob Stewart. His season wasn't a great season on the ice for watching the product. You know, the old dump and chase tactic didn't really pull the crowds in, but that season, you know, you had Jason Ruff just just basically carrying the league on his shoulders.
Yeah,
he
absolutely
must have had the guts of 100 points that year.
That was great. It was great. Well, he was a fantastic player. One of the standout players in the 10 years.
My favourite.
Definitely. Well, let's look ahead. Let's not stop looking back. Let's look ahead. And this weekend we take on the Steelers, both home and away, with you each day. And Steelers without a win. It was said to me a few days ago that, well, considering that the Giants already have one loss, that from these two games, at least one team's going to come out disappointed. Davey, what do you think of this weekend?
Home and home series with the defending champions. First home night, first home game of the season. Hopefully the Giants will steamroller them on Saturday night and carry the momentum forward and beat them in their barn on Sunday night. And 4 points will be had.
Dave, I'll come to you in a second because I want to have a chat about the webcast as well. But Squeaker, what do you think about this weekend?
This weekend, we really do have to win in front of our home crowd. Put on a good show. Sell the product that is ice hockey in Belfast to anybody that's coming for the first time. Certainly there's a good few faces there to try and get used to. I'm sure quite a few people didn't get to see them in the warm-up, so hopefully the names like Faubert and Cook and McMorrow and all those lot are hopefully going to stand out and we'll get the win.
Dave, webcast this weekend?
Yep, absolutely. The site will be live tomorrow morning and people will be able to register. If they're not able to get to the Odyssey, they're more than welcome, obviously, to come and to watch the webcast as well. Although I'm sure this might not be out tonight. Paddy, will this be out tonight?
I intend it to be.
Okay. Well, if you're listening to this on Thursday night, Saturday morning, indeed, you can go to giantslive.tv and register there. Whenever the webcast's up, we'll send you out an email and you can buy in.
The webcast's been going for a few years now. What's the take-up been like?
It's steadily gone upwards. Whenever we play teams like Nottingham or Coventry, possibly Sheffield, there's quite a good number of people come and watch. Certainly not enough to make the Giants a huge amount of money, and that's ultimately what we would like to do. Through the G.org, as they say. It's nights like Nottingham and Sheffield that help us keep going. Basically fun nights against teams with slightly smaller active membership like Hull or sometimes even Edinburgh can be small nights, but we're hoping this year that we can prove to have a good product and reliable service and that the word will get out there this year.
You didn't mention Newcastle there, who last season were quite the fans. And
there was that night against Newcastle last year, and I think we took a bit of banter a little bit too far on the air, but it's all been cleared up now. We've spoken to the people we accidentally called stingy, and they've accepted our apology and smiled over the email, and we're friends with Craig and everyone else at Vipers TV.
I think they're called VTV now.
I noticed that actually, and they've slightly different camera angles as well.
VDTV?
Yeah, I'll explain to you why probably off the air, but VTV now, sponsored by Gateshead College.
Stingy TV.
You can't say that. So, out of interest, Dave, how long does it take you to get set up for a night at the Odyssey?
Well, our Ronan likes to say we're the first ones in and the last ones out. I don't think that's technically true, but but he likes to say it anyway. I could be there at 3 or 4, and I could be there till 11 o'clock at night. So I can on the game night we could be there till any time up to midnight, depending on what needs done.
Have any you two other gents partaken in the webcast, considering that you're most games?
Yeah, I was. I took my lovely wife away to a hotel in January.
Where's this going?
I want to know.
I paid for her to go to the spa for the evening whilst I sat in the hotel room, quite sadly, and watched the game online.
And what do you think? Considering Dave's right here.
Considering Dave's right here and it's the internet and he can't touch me. it was a pretty unsuccessful night for the webcast that night. Now, they had major technical difficulties that night. It was a lot of teething problems going on. We actually only got one period and it was all good. We got offered refunds and all. But the actual period we got, the quality was high, the sound was good, commentary was excellent. You know, everything about the webcast when it is working, as feedback tells you, everything about it when it works, it's superb. And as it's progressed, you know, the standard's gradually getting higher and higher, and teething problems, obviously. I think actually that night it was something really stupid, like a cable had been pulled out on one of those guys and it had knocked the feed off, but these things happen.
Yeah,
I remember you emailing me from the hotel and telling me all this, but I can't remember what the silly reason was, but it was a silly reason if I remember rightly.
Yeah, no, it's a really good product. It's innovative. You know, there's not many other clubs in the league have had the vision to go for it. Certainly in as high a standard. There was a few years ago, was it the Panthers or Manchester perhaps, a couple of years ago, tried to get something off the ground. Didn't really work. And so once again, the Giants are leading the way.
Absolutely.
Squeaker?
I bring absolutely nothing to this. I've never purchased a webcast for it. Because I've always been at the games, unfortunately.
Yeah, I suppose.
Fortunately.
Davey, you never sent me an email from a hotel room, but that's fine.
You've never let me down when we've been in a hotel.
That's true. I'm a regular viewer in Giants Live, watching the games, and I've really enjoyed it. And I think mainly I tune in for the words of wisdom from Mr. Hardman. You know,
do you ever leave disappointed?
Never. I really enjoyed watching Dentist play.
None of that this year.
I think he's excellent. Well, if Wayne's back, I can't wait to hear Pierre-Luc Foubert.
I'm thinking it could be Albert. What do you reckon?
Huber?
Actually, I've just got some breaking news here.
Oh?
I can officially announce from Mr. Smith, that is Ronan, of HiDavid.tv, HiDavid Productions Limited, producer of the webcast.
Have you ever had a broken computer?
What's that?
Have you ever had any broken computers at HiDavid? Anyway, sorry.
Wayne and Nigel will be commentating this year with Simon Kitchen and Gary Gillespie joining in from time to time.
Oh, excellent.
Very good.
Excellent. I thought Simon Kitchen was very good when he stepped in.
Do you think so?
Yeah, well, I was very impressed.
I'd add in the party. I've seen Queen Bee, and that says did the commentary on, and I thought he was very good.
Yeah, excellent. Really enjoyed it. But no, good luck with the webcast, Dave. Hope it all goes well. Unfortunately, I won't be tuning in this week, but I will be in future.
Sure thing.
Any
plans to do like a webcast season ticket?
Absolutely, David. Thank you for mentioning that. I'll tell you at this point what way we're going to do the pricing and so on this year. Each game will be the same price as it was last year. It'll be £5 for the show. But what we're doing on the site is a credit system. So instead of buying a game for £5, what you do is you buy one or two or four or eight or however many number of games you want. And if you buy 8 or 16 or 30 games, you'll get a certain number of free games in that. So I think it's if you buy 4, you get 1. If you buy 8, you get 2. If you buy 16, you get 6. So that's your half season. And that'll be the half season ticket, which is the best value we have at the minute, because we're not guaranteed exactly how many games we'll be showing, but it'll be most of them. We're just putting a bit of contingency there. So yeah, if you want to, it's basically pay-as-you-go or prepay credit system. So buy credits ahead of time and you can use them against buying DVDs as well. And also we'll be having a buy a DVD and a webcast bundle on the night. So instead of the usual cost of £11 for a DVD, you can get the DVD and the webcast for £13 delivered up front, as opposed to it would be £16 delivered if you bought them separately, if you wanted to.
Excellent. Well, again, looking back to the last weekend, games around the league, maybe unexpectedly, Vipers top of the league. Anyone to comment?
Surely you would be best placed to comment, seeing you work for them.
Enough.
Far side.
I just want to clarify this situation. Just because I've been approached and asked to be part of this...
Has a bong been involved?
Does not mean that I sympathise with the people. Let's take an example. A good friend of ours, Mark Hitchcock, works for Virgin Media. He still watches Sky TV. You know what I mean? That's the way it goes.
And he's not a virgin.
Well, there is that as well.
Yeah.
So, but no, did anybody expect the Vipers to come out so quickly?
Who did they play?
Cardiff, two home games against Cardiff. One win and a overtime penalty shots loss.
Cardiff were touted to be a big force this season, but I suppose two away games, the start's never going to be easy. And Newcastle is notorious. It's hard to go and get a win there because it's a hard enough place to go. And you know, it's quite a rowdy joint. I don't know what the crowd was like at the weekend. I don't know if you were there or not, Paddy, but it's, you know, 3 points out of 4 is not a bad start.
Yeah, well, I was there in an official capacity. But it was a mediocre crowd. It was, I think they had about 1,500 both nights. Yeah. And the atmosphere is good. The hockey was very good. I was quite impressed by the speed of both teams. And for what was 125 minutes of hockey and penalty shots over the weekend, not a sniff of a fight, not a sniff of anything boiling over. And with Brad Voth on the ice against the Vipers, kind of surprising.
That's the new look Vipers for you now, isn't it? Rob Wilson seems to have gone out and specifically gone for players that are hopefully not going to be that much aggro, but fast paced in the ice.
Pussies, basically.
Well,
well, maybe. Is that because we've got McMurray, you say that, Dave?
We've got two sheriffs.
Two, oh, exactly. We've only got a sheriff and a deputy.
Well, it depends what way around you're putting them, but I think you know
what way around I'm putting them.
Well, there's only one sheriff in town. He said it himself, so indeed. The other one's coming with like some sort of reputation, but you know, he's yet to prove anything.
Maybe bring up a topic. Last week we had the draw for the it's not called Oktoberfest anymore, it's now Hockey Fest because it may not be in October in the future. where the Giants got drawn out against the Cardiff Devils. Dave Laurie, are you heading over for this, or are you steering clear?
No, I won't be. I'm thinking of going over to Edinburgh, but haven't any plans to go to the other thing.
What do you think of it?
What's that?
What do you think of it?
It sounds interesting. I'm just wondering, are they going to get sued for using the name 2020? But whatever. No, it sounds interesting. If I lived anywhere nearby, doesn't involve a hotel in blooming Ryanair, then I might go. But
don't get me started on Ryanair.
We all hate the Ryanair.
Did you get your passport, Squigger?
I got my passport, and see, when I was getting onto the flight, I was showing it to everybody who look at me, I am who that person is. I paid £114 for this passport, and you will look at me. So, sorry, I got boiled over there a bit. Sorry about that.
What do you think of the 2020 Hockey Fest?
It's another thing to go and win, isn't it? It's another trophy, I suppose. It's a full day's worth of drinking, if you look at it like that. It starts at about 11 and goes on through until dinner time, so, or tea time. So it's another excuse to get out and sell the ice hockey.
Davey, do you see it catching on?
I don't know. I don't. I get the 20, the first part of 20, because it's going to be 20-minute game. What's the second 20? Is this just...
Because it's two periods of 20? 20, then 20.
220 per...
Yeah, it's four on four, 2 20-minute periods with a rolling clock. I've got a few qualms about it. I'm thinking, you know, how much of a rolling clock is a rolling clock? Because if you're one goal up and there's 2 minutes left on the clock and your team take a penalty, is the clock still rolling? Because if it is, I'd argue that penalty for 2 minutes. You know what I mean? One goal advantage... Anymore. You know, I'd go right up in the Hansen's face and say, "What? What tripping? What? No chance." So if the clock's going to roll on,
what if a fight breaks out?
Well,
last clock, for 10 minutes.
Clock goes on.
Well, there you go. You're 1-0 up with 2 minutes to go.
Start a fight. See, it's. I think it'll be an entertaining weekend. I'm planning going to myself. It's something different. But it could have been a lot more different. It's just basically a shorter version of hockey. There's nothing really there that's... I know that a lot of the coaches are well behind it because they think it's a good plan, but I don't think that it's maybe gone as far to be as much of a departure as it could have been.
What would you have done different?
I don't know. It's easy for me to say it's not as far and then not give an option, but the whole idea of, you know, the fact that Hull and Sheffield, I think, are the first teams to play. By 12 o'clock, one team's going home. Now, why not have a 10-10 with a 10-minute and 10-minute period and, you know, two groups? You could easily fit that into the time. It makes it faster. It makes it, probably a better spectacle because a fan knows that their team's not going to be going home within 40 minutes. Now, if you went, for an example, Davey, if you went over to Sheffield and Belfast played in the first game and got knocked out, would you be a bit miffed?
Depends how drunk I was.
At 11 o'clock in the morning?
Sugar pints? Don't knock a par of the sugar pints.
I can see where you're coming from there. Maybe some sort of, you know, split it into two fours and have a wee round robin thing, you know.
Yeah.
Every team's going to get three games at least that way and just straight in the semi-final, final, whatever, but so it's only five games, you know. How many games are the winners going to play?
Well, what it would be? It would be four, isn't it? Quarter final, three, quarter final, semi final, final.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll personally be interested to see how it goes. I don't think it'll be as popular as the league hope it to be, especially the fact that there won't be that many Giants fans there.
I'm going to try and get up. I'll be over in Bristol that weekend, so I'm going to see if I can get parole for a few hours.
A few hours? Me and Fish are starting drinking at 10.
I'm raging. I haven't got my shifts yet for October, so I don't know if I can make it or not. So until I find that out, I maybe join you.
I think the beneficial thing for Giants fans is the fact that we play Nottingham in Nottingham the night before. So we're going to go, myself and Fish are going to go see Nottingham against the Giants and then travel up to Sheffield for the Sunday, which sort of makes the weekend worthwhile.
That makes it a kind of double header, then.
Yeah.
We play on the Friday night as well, don't we?
We play the Vipers on the Friday night in the Cup, I think it is, at home.
Busy wee weekend for us.
Well, it's busy wee, yeah. Both the Vipers and the Giants play both Friday night and Saturday night, which is why I was convinced that the first game out of the hat was going to be Vipers v Giants. Get them first on after two games in a row. But no, I think it'd be interesting.
And when's that AHL tournament?
The weekend before.
Weekend before, so we play Wednesday against the Stingrays, Saturday against an AHL team, Sunday against the Capitals.
What? Hold on. Whoa. Surely Friday, Saturday, we Sunday. Don't know who we play on Sunday.
No, well, I've seen the draw of some of the games.
Yeah, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday again.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
We digress.
We digress indeed. Let me take you on to a quick topic about the Giants. No Steve Thornton this season. Mr. Laurie, what do you think of that?
Is that not a yet?
Well, yet, indeed. No Steve Thornton yet, but take into account that we have our full complement of imports.
Well, I seem to remember whenever the league announced some of the rules that I said something along the lines of doesn't maybe have 11 and not ice one, and I think it was Fish said don't be so stupid, and well, the Giants, I believe, signed Jacobson to replace as the last man, and so I mean it wasn't McMorrow, put it that way. You never know. I mean, I think I've heard him say that it's a month or so publicly. I think he said that he reckons he'll be out for another month, but I guess we'll just have to see.
It's a big loss on the ice, considering he's a major playmaker, Squeaker.
That is true. but the talent we do have there that I have seen so far, I don't think we'll miss him too much. You have Faubourg and Benedict there. I think are going to be two guys who are going to replace Dennis Denton Martin from last season. And in getting Jacobson, I think we've got a quite a top quality D man there. So it could work out in our favour. We'll just see how it pans out whenever Thornton maybe does think about coming back.
Dave, are you disappointed not to see Thornton on the ice this season? Yet, yeah. Sorry, I keep saying yet.
Yeah, but well, certainly I am. He's certainly one of, if not the premier playmaker in the league. Mm. Certainly last season, you know, he's not an old guy, you know, he's still got great hands, he's skating, he really is second to none skating. Possibly as good a skater as the Giants have had. Mm. But the proof of the pudding will be in the eating here over the next few weeks to see how much we'll miss him.
Is this a big season for him coaching-wise?
It's hard to know. It all depends. The way you're talking is almost as if you know something, Patrick, but it's going to be a big season for him coaching if he doesn't play.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything. I'm just intrigued by the fact that he had quite a successful last season with two cups, and you know, maybe now is a chance to step back and focus on the coaching. Take the next step.
It's been a few years now since we've been in a position that someone can actually watch the game, make changes, because, you know, with no disrespect to the guys that have been assistant bench coaches, if you like, that I haven't seen too much action coming from them over the last couple of years, and still been, it must be pretty tricky to play a shift, watch a shift, get a breather, try and make line changes, whatever, you know, so maybe we'll see a different brand of hockey than what we saw last year.
Maybe we'll get that next step, maybe we'll get that league title.
Yeah.
All right, gents, I'll wrap it up with one last question. That's an easy one. Mr. Lowry, prediction for the weekend?
Two wins, obviously.
Two wins. Swigger?
I predict pain.
Thanks, Clubberlang. And in the game?
I think the points maybe will be shared. I think we might get Saturday, but they might get the Sunday. But fingers crossed, we get both.
Mr. McGimsey?
I'm hoping for certainly a home win on Saturday night, and I would take, I'll take an away win on Sunday night. I hope that McMorrow comes to town as the power forward who can dance if he needs to, but that he doesn't give Leafy et al. The sort of the bait they need to run him in the ground. You know, I think he's got the potential to be a good player in this league. I think he's got more strings to his bow than just clubbing people. That being said, I hope he clubs a few Steelers on Saturday night.
just quickly before we go, Dave, we'll start with you. Did you see McMorrow's interview on BBC website?
I did.
What did you think?
I've met him, Clang, and he's a very nice chap.
I need actually a sound effect.
he makes an effort to come and shake your hand if he knows you're well. Let me start that one again. we were filming with GTV a couple of days ago, and he was very, very polite, very helpful. He was a star of the show, you know, and he always he came over and shook all our hands and said hello, and despite the fact we were sitting quietly in the corner. So he seems like a really good guy. That doesn't matter as far as ice hockey goes, I know. I'm looking forward to seeing what he does. Hopefully not the YMCA.
Swigger?
To be honest, I don't really care that much that he's a good guy. Obviously, he's going to sell the club and all that, but if he ends up being a good, decent hockey player as well as somebody who can drop a glove, that's all that matters to me. I'm going to be going to the hockey games anyway, so he doesn't have to sell them to me. So,
yeah.
I just hope he can play a bit.
Davey?
I was out with Johnny Bradshaw, a.k.a. Puckhead, last night for a run. And we were talking about all things Giants, as we do when we're out running. And sort of saying to him that I hope that on Saturday night he comes, and if he's put out in our third line against their third line, that he goes and destroys a couple of young Brits, that he goes into the corners, he wrecks a few, if he has to do a bit of knee and elbow and slash and hook and whatever he wants. If he takes a couple of sensible, like, penalties, if you like, to try and draw anybody out, if they don't want to know, if Matsos has this sort of bounty on his head again, if anyone fights McMorrow, they're going to get fined their wages or whatever, fine. And just let them gradually go up and wreck their better players, wreck their forwards. And if no one's going to do anything about it, then that's a point to us. And if someone wants to do something about it, then that's part of his job as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think that if he is a player like that, he has the opportunity to run roughshod over the league, because if you think about it, you look at a team who, like the Vipers, who were, as Rob Wilson himself said, were considered to be like the Broad Street Bullies. Well, on Sunday night, towards the end of the game, the Devils started targeting Jeremy Domish, who was probably one of their best players, and the Vipers had no response. There was nobody there who could really step up to the likes of Voth, and couldn't, you know, if they targeted one of their players, one of their more skillful players, there was nobody there to get any recompense for it. So if McMorrow can prove that role and be a one-man wrecking ball, then brilliant. I think PR-wise on the BBC interview, it was I was very impressed. But you don't win hockey games by talking.
No, I thought he spoke very well. For himself as a guy, as well, he spoke very well about the organisation and the city. You know, I'm sure he says that about every club he's at. You know, we're not naive enough to think these guys are, he's in love with Belfast already, but, you know.
He might write a song.
He could do. One thing that did come from the interview that I'll have to mention, because I know my big mate Dr. Love will have watched it and have been very annoyed. The Zamboni in the background, it was some of the worst ice cutting I've ever seen. if you get a chance to watch the interview again, it's just dreadful.
Hey, it's on the BBC website. I'm going to have a go and look. Right. Well, thanks very much, gents. On that note, I think it's a good note to end. Thanks for joining us. Again, the game's on Saturday night, and you can catch it. Is there anywhere to watch it, Dave?
Well, if you can't make it to the fabulous Odyssey Arena, then, of course, there's Giants TV, giantslive.tv, where you can watch the game.
And if you have to watch it on your computer, but what if your computer's broken?
Well, I would suggest that you take advantage of your 10% Kingdom of the Giants discount and head down to Express Ards, and they will fix the problem for you.
Have you got anything to sell there, Squeaker?
Just myself.
Right, well, Davey, thanks for joining us.
All the best. Have a good season, guys. Good luck with the webcast, Dave.
Thanks, Davey.
Yep, Dave, all the best to yourself.
Thank you, Paddy. All the best with your new job at the Vipers.
Sell out.
Cheers, guys. And Squeaker, I'd say all the best to you, but you're just going to get drunk on Saturday, aren't you?
I am. I'm not gonna deny it.
Yeah, enjoy it. Right, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Cheers, bye.
Bye.
And yeah, thanks to Dave, Davey, and Mr. Mark Jimmy Squeaker Bell. Out of that, I'd just like to debunk any scurrilous accusations of my loyalty to the Belfast Giants. I have never and will never support the Newcastle Vipers. Anything you've heard is just wrong. And on that note, if you want to get in touch with us here in A View from the Bridge,
You can drop us an email at podcast@kingdomofthegiants.com or go over to our website, www.kingdomofthegiants.com/podcast. We'll be back hopefully next week to chat about the games gone by. I'll go into the Sheffield game myself, so hopefully that'll come off well. And we'll see wherever you are this week. Enjoy your hockey, and we'll see you next time here on A View from the Bridge.